describe your how you're feeling about, you know, your scores here for this particular tournament.
First day, I didn't get myself off to a great start for the 2 days, but I mean, that's just the beauty of the tournament being 2 days. Played a lot better the second day, or scored a lot better at least, and you know, I was just trying to put up a good fight for my team and try to come back, but it wasn't enough in the end.
Yeah, the first day, not an ideal front nine with a 4-over on the front, but I battled back on the back nine with a 1-under to round out a 75, and I finished with 3 birdies on final 3 holes.
And when it comes to, you know, placing second as a team behind an extremely good Columbus team, how are we feeling about that? Is it kind of a disappointment, or is it... you know, kind of bittersweet? How are you feeling about second as a team?
Yeah, just kind of bittersweet. I mean, the goal was to win another title, but I mean, hats off to them. Played their best golf for 2 days, and that's what gets the job done.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that there was a lot of good teams in 2A, but we knew that we were part of the elite group, so it was just a couple teams that we really thought were in the mix for a championship. And you know, you got to look at this and you got to be grateful for second place. And to even feel disappointed about second place just shows you how good of a spot your team was in the whole year. And, you know, yeah, like we said, bittersweet.
Mm-hmm. And Preston, for you, you know, this being your last go around here in golf here at Grundy Center, how are you feeling about being able to cap off your career this way? And obviously you've accomplished quite a bit here in your career at Grundy Center.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the right word would be to describe my career, but I'm proud of what I've done, and also a little disappointed with how some things have played out, but there's nothing I can do about it now.
And Judd, for you, I just want to get your thoughts on you know, how you can improve next year, and kind of your goals here for your senior year next year.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take every loss and use it as motivation. Between state golf and state track, and both of them, you got your highs and your lows. And I mean, just like I said, use that as motivation. Got to put more hours in. Just know that there's people around you grinding when you're not. So just got to try to get better, and then hopefully everyone else on the team has the same goal, and then try to put ourselves in a position to do this next year.
Got one of them, but I wouldn't say it was a failure per se. I mean, I think getting first, second, and third all in 3 years is pretty successful, and I think I'm pretty proud of it, and I'm proud of this team and the teams we've had.
And do I understand you got a medal in 4 years of your high school career? I think
nope, just the last two.
Just the last two.
Yeah.
So talk about that. Talk about, you know, finishing there. Are you planning on playing golf anywhere in college or anything?
Yeah, I think I'm going to – I'll play golf in college, just not sure where yet.
Okay. So,
Judd, what can you say about Preston and Jalen, the two varsity seniors on this year's squad?
They've been awesome all year. I mean, I've grown up with these guys. We've been on the course for forever. I mean, these guys are I'm late at night. We're 9 o'clock, it's dark. We're driving around the course with lights on our cart and trying to find our ball for 30 minutes. These guys have been awesome. The leadership they've shown in the last couple years, and especially this year, has just been great. I mean, I love them for sticking it out. And I know that they were giving everything today, and you know, whether it turned out the way they wanted to end their high school career, I mean, that's just how it goes sometimes, I guess.
And then Chad, talk about the last 2 weeks, last week down at state track and then here, being able to do both for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously busy dual sporting, but I mean, the reason I do it is because it's busy. I love going from meet to meet, and I got plenty of time. I mean, I love coming back from state track and playing practice rounds late at night. Here for state golf to these last 2 days. So
you're coming back like last Thursday and Friday?
Yes. Yeah. After running in the morning and early afternoon, I'd come back and we'd play some practice rounds, and I mean, I love it. Yeah.